Blog Talk Radio.
You're on.
Oh,
yeah, you want to call? Could you call about the 319 number?
Yes, I'm
okay.
31.
All right.
So you can just start from
there. Sure.
Because
It's echoing because it's occluded.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, His child and forever I am.
Okay, softly and tenderly. I think this one would be good for us.
Oh.
amen, amen. We want to welcome you. We want to say it's just such a blessing to have you on this Thursday night, this Health Thursday, Advent Light Ministry. It is such a pleasure to have you. And so I'm going to defer to Sister Powell. We thank you so much for joining us, and she will lead us into opening prayer as she's on the other side of the little island, land of wood and water in Jamaica. Sister Powell, your line is open.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that introduction. Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters at midnight again. As the co-host, I just want to give God thanks. So let us all bow our knees so that we can have our opening prayer. Give you a chance for you to pray. We have so many things to pray to give God thanks for. Father in heaven, we, your children, come before you rejoicing, giving you thanks and praise for all the many blessings you are stored upon us, the love that you had for us. Your blood was suffered on Calvary cross for us. Father, you have done so much things for us. So this evening, we are here from all different parts of the world. I am here from Kingston, Jamaica. I want to thank God that you have kept me. We have our brothers and sisters from the Dominican Republic. We have our brothers and sisters from the Netherlands. We have our brothers and sisters from Maryland. We have our brothers and sisters from Albany, Louisiana, Tennessee, all over the state. So, Father, we ask you to pour your blessings upon us. Fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit as we join to give praises and to bring honor to you. And also, Father, to listen to your word, our medical missionary work that you have given unto us. Father, we just want to give you thanks for those comforting words, those promises, and everything you have done. We want to come this evening to ask you thanks again for traveling mercies for all your brothers, our brothers and our sisters who went on their appointments. Some went to school class, some went to work, and you brought us home back safely. We want to thank you. And now, dear Lord, we present ourselves to you. We ask you to search us. See if there is anything within us that should not be, and remove it from us so that we will obtain your message today. We will enjoy your word, and we will be willing and obedient to go and share your blessings to others. Bless us, we pray this moment in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, again, welcome to Advent Health Thursday. We do know that God is good and he's so great, so we're going to open with our scripture, favorite scripture, and it is taken from Genesis 1, verse 29. I cannot find my glasses, but I'm going to read it, and then I'm asking somebody to read 3 John 1 to 4. And Genesis 1:29 said, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, and to you it shall be for meat. And 30 said, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Thank you, Lord, for those words and what you have given unto us. So I'm asking one of my beloved on the line, please, if could read 3 John 1 to 3 for us, and then somebody else can read Revelation 1:22.
All right, first of all, I didn't see anybody raise their hands, so I will go ahead and read a third epistle of John. It says, verse 1, the elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, verse 2. I wish above what? All things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And verse 3 says, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. How beautiful
praise
is that?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear beloved, for reading the scripture passage, our favorite scripture passage that we have, Genesis 1 and 3 John 1 to 4. And we saw how God loved us so much that he gave us all these promises. And again, you, our beloved, he loves us so much that he wants us to walk in the truth. That everything we do, right, it must be the truth we are presenting to the Lord. And we have our last scripture, Revelation 22, and I will read it. Thank the Lord. Yeah, I can't find my glasses, but thank God he had given me the eyesight that I could see. And he said, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. So, my dear beloved, we saw that God gave us one to lead us back to the tree of life, right? And also what he has given unto us, the leaf of the tree for the healing of the nation. And I just want to thank God for that. And as his elders tonight, we know that God have given us a standard. He have set a standard for us. And we are asking our brothers and sisters, now is the time. You know, we have the time for you to share some of these wonderful things that you have been doing during the past year. And now, you know, to boost your immune system and also have a little time, a short little time to testify of God's goodness and also your prayer for a list that you would like to pray for. This is the time, my dear beloved, before we think we are actually start a little late. So I'm asking you now, you have the opportunity, please. We're asking you all to share. The line is now open.
Amen, amen. Actually, Sister Paul, we started on time. There's one person that I'm going to open this line, 518-482. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we started on time. Bless God. Amen and amen. Your line is now open.
Okay. Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. I am thankful to the God for sparing my life, though so tired right now. I'm glad to be here. At first, I said, well, I'm not going to come on tonight, but I said, no, I have to be here. So here I am. And I'm happy that all of us who on this line didn't come here by chance, because we realized our duty. Today is Health Thursday, and that's why we are here tonight.
Thank Amen, amen.
Amen. I have so many things in mind to talk about, but I just want to think. I just want to speak about your body odor. I think that's something that many people suffer from, body odor. And I could say, thank God, I don't suffer with that type of stuff. They call it bromidrosis. B-R-O-M-H-I-D-R-O-S-I-S. And that is a sickness of your body smells. Because I know of many people that I work with people that has, they say, high perspiration. And it's a lack of soap and water application caused sweat to accumulate, right? So we have to just wash your body more often, especially in the axillary areas under the arm and the groin, and change underwear daily and make sure that your clothes are clean. You use a natural cotton fabric and wool to enable to absorb the sweat to evaporate from the body. Then you have foot odors, right? Foot odors can cause either by changing your socks often enough, wearing rubber or plastic shoes. They will make your feet smell like an old rubber tree, an old rubber tire. They will make your feet smell, and that is not good. The problem may be the shoe, not your feet. Many people today, they wear such shoes, since they are less expensive, these rubber shoes, and that's than the leather ones. I'm going back now to body odor now. They can also be caused by an excess of toxin in the body, which you're trying to eliminate. And there you may be eating too much food or the wrong food. Maybe staying up late at night, drinking alcohol or smoking cigarettes. These can cause body odor. So what you could do at night is to apply a wet sheet pack overnight, and it will help to pull the toxin out of the heavy meat, especially those who eat a lot of meat. By morning, the sheet will be stained by eliminated poison. Fast once a week. Another thing you could do, fast once a week on juice, vegetable juice or water. Epsom salts is another way you could do that. You could have a bath with Epsom salts to help the body to eliminate toxin. You repeat it once a week, Epsom salts, then reduce to once a week. Daily, do it daily, then you reduce it to once a week. When you eat a lot of unsaturated fatty acids, quality vegetable oils, or not getting enough zinc can also produce body odor. Zinc deficiency may contribute to body odor. If this might be the case for you, check out the following foods which are rich in Z-I-N-C, zinc, to add to your diet. Spinach, whole grains, legumes, rice, nuts. Drink lots of water. Take chlorophyll. And you know what is chlorophyll? That green substance that you buy it in bottle, 1 tablespoon to 2 times a day, you drink that. It's absorbed from the intestinal tract, and it would be absorbed from the intestinal tract into the bloodstream, and it helps to deodorize the body. So I think that's enough for now on body odor. So So most important thing is you could use, yes, you still have some simple things that you could use, like baking soda. You rub baking soda under your arm. It instantly, it says it instantly neutralizes the acid fluid there, which bacteria needs. And so baking soda, here's a formula used for baking soda. You can use just a half cup with baking soda and also half cup of cornstarch. And all of that could help to eliminate body odor. And one more thing that they advise us to use is golden seal. Golden seal can kill bacteria in the intestines, which will reduce body odor. So if you have that problem, you could use golden seal. And do you know that...
Amen, amen.
Yes, I'm going to finish. Do you know that body odor could cause by liver disease, diabetes, chronic constipation, and certain parasites if you have worms? So you have more odor than vegetarians. Okay? God promise of sonship is to all who believe on his name. Everyone who comes to Jesus in faith will receive pardon and power to obey his rules. Trust in him is always safe. He will ever guide those who surrender their lives to him. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Sister
Amen.
God. Thank you.
Amen. Have you any prayer requests?
Yes. I would like you to pray for my nephews because they are not really living up to what they were taught, and they're thinking it is time for them to be, you know, just going to work, go home, and just be casual. But we know that Jesus is coming in soon. So I would like to have prayer for them and for all of my children and grandchildren, myself, and the rest
Amen.
Of my family, my brother. Okay? Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen, my dear. Sister Campanella, thank you for your help. I know that that was very, very important. People may take this lightly, but it is really a big issue out there, even sometimes when you are working with other individuals, you know, it can be uncomfortable. And I thank God that, you know, we are here on this line listening to all these advices, health issues, and that we can able to get there some reward by, you know, these various treatments that we can be using. Because, you know, I didn't even know that you could use baking soda, you know, baking soda and also corn starch. And those are some things people have around them in their kitchen, you know, and in their cabinet. So, Sister Cantonelli, we here really thank you for presenting this health tip to us. And I do hope our brothers and sisters here write down these simple remedy that we have, that we may come in contact with people or family who have that body hold that they can, you know, share some of these remedies. So thank you again, Sister Consinelli. Is there anyone else who'd like to share a little of the things that they have used to boost their immune system, my dear beloved? Let us really share tonight and your prayer request, you know, if you have it. But let us really be brief so that our other brothers and sisters can participate.
All right, Sister Paulette, this is Health Thursday. As I said, there's staples that we can use. Definitely the ginger, the garlic, those are things that you normally have in your house, the oregano oil. I'm telling you, that is a staple for me. My oregano oil, I use that. I use my mullein. I use my my ginger, my elderberry. It's my go-to, and I'm using ashwagandha as well. Those are things that I utilize in order to keep and boost my immune system. I'm taking sea moss. So I'm doing my sea moss as well, and we've shared those pertinent and benefits that all of these things have. The turmeric, Sister Consonelli has shared about that as well. So those are a lot of things, and I thank you, Sister Consonelli, for sharing about the odor, right? We are what we eat. Right, and so you have some people that they don't give off a scent. They give off natural scent, but not a funky, stinky scent. And that's contributed too because of what we're eating. I was in the I had to go to my doctor the other day, and I was in the in the waiting room, and some older ladies were talking about water, and the lady was like, well, you know, we need to drink this many water. And I was, you know, listening to them, whatever, and the lady was like, yeah, I have a hard time going to the bathroom, and I have a hard time drinking water, and I can only drink it through the straw and all kind of things. So I turned around, and I said, you know what? One lady was like, yeah, I know that it's important to drink water. And I said, yeah. I turned around. I said, you're absolutely right, because our body has more water and we need it, right? And I said, we really are to drink half of our body weight in water, right, in ounces. And so she said, yeah, I know. And I said, the reason why we're going to the bathroom so much, like you have individuals that they can't drink water, because if they drink it and they go out, they got to run to the bathroom. That's because their body is not used to drinking water. So if you now train your body, right, because that's what we do. If you train your body to consume the water in a way where you're just not gulping, 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 you know, then your body will be able to, you will be able to drink the water even when you're out and not have to run to the bathroom every 2 seconds. And so I just thank God, you know, that when we hear things and hear people talking, we can share those things as well. And I had the opportunity of giving them the National Sunday Law, both of them, and giving them some of my, you know, the sea moss products that, you know, I am, my flagship product that I'm promoting as well. And they were just so receptive to it. You know, and I said, go ahead and read it. You know, this is coming down the pipe. And they were like, yeah, thank you so much. I love to read and everything like that. So it's a good thing to be able to use the opportunity, all of them that we get, to share the health message for the first, because it is the right arm of the gospel. And most people are open to that, right? And I told them, you know, this is something quick. Nobody wants to have belly fat. Amen. Nobody wants to have belly fat. So these are good things that we can share with them that will be able to address, you know, that belly fat issue that many people are struggling with. I'm going to ask you all to pray. Pray for me. You know, they acting really shysty. I thank God. You know, I had one of my doctor, I went to him, and he was supposed to fill out a form. They had the form for over 3 months, and because they had the form for so long, you know, it just like really kind of, you know. And so now I had to go. I waited yesterday. He wasn't able to do it and was a little short. And I was like, okay, you know what? Because God is teaching me patience. However, God said that we need to be what? Wise as a what? Serpent, harmless like a dove. So I went back today. He told me to come back today. And he was standing over me in the waiting room. And I was like, we need to go in the office. I need 5-10 minutes, you know. And I went and I said, you know what? I've been patient. I'm a patient person. God is working on me to become more patient. I said, but I'm going to need you to fill this form out, because I turned it in and it was here 3 months ago. And now, you know, I'm behind. And so I need to get these paperwork in and stuff like that. And he, you know, he sat down, I had filled it out, and he did it. And it really literally took him less than 10 minutes because I had written it. I said, yeah, I'm going to need that and stuff. And I said, you know, I think he was kind of a little bit, you know, kind of like, you know, but I was like, no, I need to get it done, you know. And so he did it. So I pray for my doctors and pray, you know, that they will do the right thing. One of the things that I'm learning, I'm getting ready to end, Sister Powers, we need to be self-sufficient, because what's the quickest way? I'm going to say this over and over and over. What is the quickest way people will get, as they say, put their foot on your necks and keep their feet on your necks? When we are the borrower and not the lender. when we have to depend on other people to give us our money, right, to help us to become, you know, to get our daily, to take care of our daily business. And that's not the design that God has for us, right? So we want to make sure that, I know a lot of individuals are on this line, they have businesses or they're trying to do their small bit, support one another. We need to not only support Black, but we need to support Adventist people who are trying, right? And so that is my spiel, so that we, and I'm praying that we would be able to become self-sufficient so we don't have to worry. And so because, you know, this is a way that they're kind of retaliating is to, what, shut off your money. And we know it's coming down the pipe. We know that that's something they said, what, by the flip of a switch, our money will be frozen, our money will be taken away from us. So we have to make sure that we are mindful that we become the lender and not the borrower. So continue to pray for us, Sister Powell, and you, the rest of the individuals on the line, as well as pray for our young people, pray for my daughter, you know, Sister Leola's grandchildren and children. We want to lift up Brother Rick and his children and each and every person that is connected on this line, children, young people, Brother Eli, KJ, lift them up because they're going through so many things. They talked about the young lady in Cabo that paid for her friends to go on a vacation, and what did they do? They plotted to kill her. Who does that, right? But this is how dark this world is now. So just let's continue to lift up our young people and all of the bereaved. All right, Sister Powell, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you, my dear beloved, for coming on the boat to prayer request for the young people and the sick and our children. We do know that they have a hard time out there. So we sure going to pray for them. And also we want to thank God that the doctor was able to fill up that form. And didn't take him a long time to do it. It was well overdue. So we just want to give God thanks that, you know, he was able to do that. So thank you for sharing. Is there anyone else who would like to? Can you press number one so that Sister Stephanie can open the line for you that you can share? Well, my dear beloved, I hear no one yet, so I will just share my little. God is so good. He is so good. He's worthy to be praised. I am telling you, I'm just having a good time here in Kingston, Jamaica. This evening, I went out in the yard, right? And there is a hackle tree that right at the gate. So I look up on there in the hackle tree and I saw some open ones. So I called my nephew and said, Robert, look there. There are some open hackles that you can just use a stick to pick them. And he came down and I think he got something like 9 pods. I said, oh, that's a lot. Then after I went under the tree and I look up, I saw around 3 more pods. So I said, Robert, this is 3, there is 3 more. And Robert picked the tree. And eventually we got over a dozen pods of hackle. And I was able to come down with it. My girlfriend, Auntie Cindy, was here with us. And I was here, you know, and after get the hackle, I get it clean. We have the hackle for us up. My sister Cindy, and I took up in the tree, my dear beloved Sister Stephanie, and I saw way up there was a bunch of things, 2 open, 1 into that bunch. But if you saw how far those Aki is and how it was unified, you know, they were all in the bunch, and the breeze was blowing, and I just had my head. I said, God, your creation is so beautiful. Look what you have done. Those axes is way up. Actually, you know, you make not a reach in the sky, you know. And the breeze was just blowing them and they were just going. So Auntie Cindy said, I called her to look at it and we were just there sharing. And she said, oh, Sister Powell, no one can reach those. I guess it's just there for beauty. Because I don't think no one could go up in that height to pick those, but it was very beautiful. I we enjoy our supper together. Then all of a sudden the pastor calls Sister Cindy and says, I'm in the area, Sister Cindy. And Sister Cindy said, I'm over Sister Powell. And he said, I'm coming to visit. And he came. And we were all out there on the porch and we sit down there, you know, give God thanks and, you know, that he's doing God work and how he, you know, is asking, you know, for prayer, for strength and some of the progress that he has since he came to the church. So I'm asking you guys to remember Pastor Stewart. He needs our prayer that God will give him the vision and also the strength to continue to do his work. And same time, Sister Cynthia gave us and was talking about something in Russia, that Russia want to ban all the Christian and even the home. She was just barely reading it. So I said to them, my dear, I'm expecting it will start in the United States of America. But we know that, you know, the time is drawing very near for this National Sunday Law. You know, and the drama soon started, so brothers and sisters on this line, let us face, let us be ready, let us continue to do what God wants us to do, because we all have a mission to carry out. Sister Powell is doing good. Thank you all for praying for Sister Powell and also the project. The project is moving. I saw evangelism moving through this. Everyone saw the project and they are telling each other and people are calling and they are happy, encouraging, nice comment, you know. So we just pray that God will pour out his blessings upon this youth and also the Williams family and other families so that God will use them and they will have a testimony to go out and share with others. So continue to pray for us, my dear beloved. I am doing okay. Give God this praise. Amen. If anyone
amen, amen,
like
amen.
To...
Thank you so much, Sister Powell, for that. Is there anyone else? I think Sister Consonelle, I think I see your hand. I'm not sure if it's from the last one. Hold on. Let me open our line. Okay, we have quite some people. So I'm going to go. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back to you, Sister Consonelle. I am. I'm going to do 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. Good evening, everyone. I want to read a prayer. Dear God, there have been times I have been prideful to taking credit when I should have given you the glory. It is only because you that I have the ability to succeed. All my gifts come from you. Help me to remember to praise the one who gives and takes away rather than praising myself. Help me to live the life that honors you. Give me the opportunity to use my earthly riches to bring glory to your name and draw others to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I want to thank the Lord for these precious scripts that I can learn from. And I know the Lord give us all these things for us to go by. And I know I don't take credit because I can't. I don't know any credit to take. He have to give it. And he have to tell me some things that I can say for me to bring it to his people so that we can relate to each other because I don't have any credit to take. Because I just want to witness to my brothers and sisters so I can read it from what he put on the Bible or his word. So I know I'm coming from the right place. Amen. So I just want to ask a prayer for all my brothers and sisters on Advent Light, all that's missing and all those that abroad online. And just ask for prayers for the sick, the homeless, the nursing home and wherever they may be and whatever they may need. And just pray for our dearly beloved in Jamaica, doing all she can to get everything she can get done before she returns back home. And God has given her the strength. And I know she don't take pride for it. She give it all to God. So we just want to thank her and for her work that she put in, and all the ones on this line. And we just want to ask y'all to pray for Brother John. He's kind of sick, and just pray he gets stronger. Amen. And God bless each and every one on this line. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for that prayer and those encouraging words. You know, God is really good. You know, he is able. And as we heard that Brother John is not feeling well, you know, we wish him a speedy recovery. And I know God is able to do all things. So, my dear beloved, at this time, before Stephanie opened the line, we going to pause just one minute and lift up Brother John in prayer. Let's pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who healeth all our diseases. Heavenly Father, this evening, we, your children, come before you to give you thanks and praise for joining here as we gather here at the welcome table, giving praise and bringing honor to you. Heavenly Father, you said in your words, we must ask and you will grant it unto us. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. We just heard, Lord, a request from our dear sister Brenda about her dear beloved husband who is not feeling well at this time. But because we can summon our Father Jesus Christ, who said to us, I wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. We have said to us, you can heal all our diseases if we trust and believe that he is able to do it. So we here on this line tonight join together. We are from different parts, but we have faith and believe that you are able, Lord Jesus, to hear our request to you. So we present request to you of your dear son, Jesus. Your dear son, Brother John, Lord, who is not feeling well. We know that as you are the great physician, the healer, the sympathizing Jesus, and as we present these cases to you, Lord, we are asking you to let your will be done. One of your servants who you have touched, one of your servants who we saw that you have healed him, Lord, he was on this bed of affliction for weeks, Lord, into a coma, and you have brought him out, Lord, and he came out to give you victory, Lord, and also by presenting your words out there to the dying world. So, Heavenly Father, we leave your son in your hand. Continue to strengthen Sister Brenda and also her daughter, her son, and her grandchildren as she lifts up all of these for our prayer brothers on this line, Lord, and children and the youth, dear Lord. We ask you to strengthen her. Give her the strength, Lord Jesus, that she will be able to do what you want her to do. So we place Brother John in your care. And as my mouth mentioned Brother Rick to Lord Jesus, he is not feeling well too. And we are asking you, dear, your servant, we ask you to touch his body so that he will be healed. Bless us on this line, this El Thursday, and help us, Lord, that we will be faithful to you and believe and trust you. In your name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, is there anyone else on the line? Can you open now that they can share our testimony?
Certainly, absolutely. I'm going to open this line. 518-482, your line is now open.
Okay, I did speak already, sister.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay,
I did.
No problem. Your hand was up. I didn't know if you had a prayer request or anything like that, but that's fine. All right, no problem. All right, so we're going to open this line, 857-505. Your line is now open.
Amen. Hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. How are you? How are you, Sister Powell? Welcome back on the Advent Life Ministry, Sister Powell. God bless you, Sister Powell. We miss you on the Fasting Wednesday, Sister Powell. We all miss you, Sister Powell. Me, Sister Stephanie, Sister Tamiko, Sister Miola. We all miss you, Sister Powell. I wonder when you're coming again. In the fasting, because we all miss you, Sister Power, in the fasting. And I like to thank God, Sister Power, for his love, for his mercy, because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. And I have a prayer request, Sister Power, for brothers and sisters on this line too, and my brothers and sisters out there too. My prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer. My mother needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. So lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Power. And Sister Power, do not forget to lift up Brother Keon in prayer. Sister Stephanie will spell it for you, Sister Power. Brother Keon. Lift up Brother Keon in prayer. Do not forget to lift up Brother Shark. Lift up Brother Shark in prayer. Do not forget to lift up Shakur. Lift up Brother Shakur in prayer, Sister Power. Do not forget to lift up Shakur's Sister Abby. Lift up Sister Abby in prayer. And Sister Power, Sister Abby might be on this prayer line, Sister Power. She might be listening, Sister Power. Sister Power, Sister Stephanie, do not forget to tell Sister Abby, welcome on this prayer line. Welcome on the Abby Line Ministry. And Sister Power, I'm praying for Sister Tamiko. I'm praying for her beloved mother, Sister Dorothy Senior. I'm praying for Sister Linda, Sister Tamiko's sister. I'm praying for her family members. I'm praying for her nephews, her nieces. And thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line. And thank you, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, do not forget to tell Sister Power that we miss her on the fasting on Wednesday. We all miss her at 9 o'clock a.m. We miss her at 12 o'clock. We miss her at 3. We miss her at 6, Sister Stephanie. But God is able to do all things, Sister Stephanie. God will break every chain for Sister Power at this moment, Sister Stephanie. And Sister Stephanie, God will make a way, Sister Stephanie, for Sister Power, that the Lord will make her come back on the Fasting Wednesday,
Amen.
Sister Stephanie, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Brother Eli. You know, I know you do miss Sister Paul, but Sister Paul is here by the grace of God. Thank you for prayer. I am here really doing God's mission, and God is blessing. And I do know that you guys are praying and missing Sister Paul. When we come on Wednesday, this is the time I do the soup kitchen every Wednesday, but I fast during the day, same way. I set a little time and I have prayer, not because I am not on the line joined, but I am also doing just as what you are doing here. So I just want to thank you all for praying and thank God that, you know, that we were together, you know, doing God's work, and we will miss each other. But you know what? We are here. So continue to lift up Sister Powell. so that God will strengthen her, give her the strength that I will do the mission that you guys sent me to do. The mission event. You know, mission, I'm asking you to come, asking you all to pray. Thank you all for your support. God bless. Is there anyone else? Anyone else is running? Wonder if she's on mute. Sister Stephanie, my co-host.
Hi, Sister Powell. Well, there is, I think we got everyone that wanted to speak. You were planning now on going into a season of prayer. Is that what you would like? I think everyone that's on, actually, you know, wait, let me go down. Let me scroll down and see. I think we kind of got everybody. Hold on, let me go up and see. All right, hold on. Let me see. If you would like to speak, if you want me to open your line, you can certainly press star one, Sister Powell.
No,
press one. Yes.
Star, okay.
If you would like to speak, press one, and that will notify me that you would like me to open out your line, open your line, so that you will be able to speak. But I have not seen any new hands that's up, Sister Powell. So if you wanted to start going into a season of prayer, you could certainly do that. You know, you just let me know what you'd like.
Yes. I would like someone, if they have a short little song, a verse, if they could sing that song for me, maybe Sister Consinelli.
All right.
If you could just sing.
All right. Sister Consinelli, you were hand-picked. You were hand-selected to sing a song, so I pray that you have one available as I am going to open up your line. Amen?
Okay. Okay. I went down. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening my line, and I come to sing this song. I don't know what to sing, but there's so many songs I want to sing.
Sing one.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I will sing this song, Make Me a Blessing, that the Lord will make each of us a blessing in times like these. We need to be a blessing to someone, and this is a prayer. But before I sing this song, I would like you, Sister Powell, Sister Richmond, Pastor was asking me for your number, and I passed it on to her. You could pray for her because she took an operation in the eye, and they took out the retina or something out of the eye, right? And they put on this artificial, they give her artificial, I think it's the retina. And now she's having so much pain in the eye. She has been a lot of pain in the eye, so she was asking for prayers for the eye. Because it says her blood pressure was very high when they did the operation. And she says a lot of pain she's feeling. And the doctor, she had to go back on last Monday, and she says that because the eye is now getting accustomed to the, it's a foreign body inside, and you know when something foreign in your body, and the body is rejecting it, so they are trying to give her drops to put in it to bring it up to standard so it could change, I don't know, but that is what she is going through, right? And so she asked for prayers, and then you have Sister Pottinger. She's still in the hospital. She needs prayer. What's your name again? Sister Dwyer. All of them need prayers. So we're going to pray. I'm going to sing this song that God would make us a blessing to someone, because upon life, today there are so many persons that need prayer. It's not funny. And all of the sickness that is going wrong, the cancer, every morning and you go to prayer line, you could hear somebody come down with cancer, come down with different types of sickness, all sickness you could think about. But God is good. And I know we have to be, God, we got to pray that God will give us the know-how to even to help somebody. Because even these medical missionaries that we are doing, we are in the last days. We can't doubt that. And the only thing that we are going to use and could be used is this medical missionary, these simple little remedies that we are talking about. So we should take notes about them. And maybe you don't need it yourself, but you can even pass it on to somebody. And that's very easy because you could go between, you know, we could go in between a crowd, and then you've seen somebody struggling with certain things. And then you could say, you know, you could try this and do try this. Because I could remember when I was working, we had this young girl. When she comes to work, she used to smell so awful that nobody don't want to be around her. And it's going to be very, very embarrassing. So if we know these little things, that we can really help others along life's way. Okay? I'm going to sing Make Me a Blessing. Out of the highway and byways of life, many a sun, cool is the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrow and life. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing out of my life. May Jesus shine. Make me a blessing. Oh, take your time. Tell the sweet story of Christ and his love. Tell of his power to forgive. Others will trust him if only you prove. Until your moment be true. Make me a blessing. Make me a blessing. Out of our lives, may Jesus shine. Make us a blessing, O Savior, I pray. Make us a blessing to someone today. And the last verse is, give us what's given to you in your need. Love us the most who love you. Be to the helpless a helper indeed. Until your mission be true. Make us a blessing. Make us a blessing. Out of our lives, may Jesus shine. Make us a blessing. Our Savior, I pray. Make us a blessing to someone today. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And I hope this would be our desire of our hearts and this prayer line, all of us in this prayer line this evening. Yes.
Hello. Thank you so much, Sister. Consonelli, for that wonderful song. We bless. May God bless you. All right. Sister Powell. Did you want to share something? All right, Sister Father, you got dropped off. You're back?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
praise.
I am back. You're hearing me? You're hearing
yes, I certainly am hearing you. We thank Sister Continelli for blessing us with that beautiful song.
Yes, make me a blessing. Yes, my dear beloved, now is the time we come. We come together to present all these various names and requests to our Lord. And we just want to thank everyone because when prompted prayer, the next voice you will hear is the speaker tonight. And we are also asking our dear beloved, please, as the song said, make us a blessing. Let us listen carefully so that we can make a blessing out there wherever we go to those who do not know. So I will just lead in prayer. Father in heaven, again, we come to you boldly to the throne to give you thanks and praise for our brothers and our sister here who join this Thursday night to give you all the praise that's due to you. First, Lord, we want to thank you for your love and your protection to each one of us. We want to thank you for what you have done for each one of us. Words cannot express, but we know, dear Lord, we saw you work miracles in each one of us' lives. And tonight, dear Lord, we lift up our brothers and our sisters, Lord, who present their various requests, asking you, Lord, to have mercy and to hear their cry. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you this evening, Sister Stephanie. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, as you are the great physician, you know everything to what is happening within her. And she can rejoice and say, you are there by her side. You have carried her throughout everything. And you have blessed her with strength. You have blessed her with patience. You have blessed her with health, with finance. You have blessed her with many, many doing miracles that you have worked within her. And Lord, she is giving you praises. And she's asking you and leaving everything to you because she knows you said burdens are lifted on Calvary and only you is our burden bearer and you can carry her too. So we want to say thank you. As she lifts up her daughter in college, dear Father, give her the strength too, Lord, and know that she can know you and share your love to her students, Lord, and also, Lord, the life that you want her to live there as a living testimony for you. We ask you for wisdom, for her knowledge, understanding, Lord, because there are some of these professors, dear Lord, who not show love and kindness and patience to these students. So we ask you, dear Lord, to allow them that they may know they have a responsibility, and their responsibility, dear Father, is to, as you said, to train up the children. Their responsibility is to teach them and to show them love and patience with them. So, Father, we present them in your care. She's lifting up her KJ. Thank you, Lord, for your protection towards him driving, Lord, from New York to from upstate, not upstate, from Washington, D.C., Lord, to the city, dear Father. You took him and you brought him back and family safely. We want to thank you, and he's on the road, so we ask you for your protection. She's also lifting up, dear Lord, our children, our youth, Lord. She is lifting them up. You know their needs and their want. As you said, there will be the leaders. We place them in your care, Lord. And also every brother and every sister on this line, You know how to buy names, Lord, and even the number of years. So she lift up everyone, Lord. She lift up our dear beloved sister Brenda, Father and Brother John, dear Lord. And we know we have that blessed assurance that Brother John is going to get healing in a short time. And Sister Brenda is going to praise and give thanks and share what you have done. So, Lord, she is lifting them up. She's lifting up Sister Leola, your granddaughter, Nehomi, our granddaughter, dear Father, and grandson, and also Jarvis, dear Father, Brother Ray, Lord, she's lifting up. She's also lifting up Brother Eli and his mom, and also, dear Father, all those who Brother Eli asked for prayer, Father, you know, Brother Shako, Lord, Brother Sean and Abby, Lord, he's lifting up Pian. He is also lifting and also his mother, Lord, and lifting up the all of our family on this line, Sister Tamiko and her family, Sister Leola and her family, and also Sister Consinelli and her family, and Sister Powell and Brother Rick, Lord, and everyone on this line, Sister Carla and Brother, and every brother and sister, you know them by name. Brother Eli is lifting up. We also lift up Sister Consinelli, praying for her family, her children, and also her nephew who once was taught and they shift a little. But, dear Father, you told us, Lord, that if they know you, we hope that they will come back soon. So we lift them up to you, and also her daughter. Father, she had given us also a request for Sister Patrice. Lord, you know everything about Sister Patricia. Heavenly Father, the great physician with her eye, Lord, we ask you, Father, to touch her so that her eyes will be healed, dear Father, and she will not be in so much pain. Strengthen her, Lord. And this time she need you. She just actually few years lost her loved one. And dear Father, we just present our dear sister to your bless and keep her and guide her and allow her to keep her eye, her mind upon you, stayed fixed upon you, and know that you are able. Bless her daughter, her son, and also her grandchildren, and also her sister and her brother. We place them to you. And for myself, I lift up myself and our project that you have allowed us to be doing. We ask you to continue to bless now, dear Lord. We lift up our country, Lord, America, where we also are living, Jamaica, Africa, Asia, all the countries around the world, we lift up to you and the situation and crisis that is happening around. We lift up Russia now and our Christians in Russia, Lord, the restriction that they are facing. But Heavenly Father, we ask you to give them strength and surround them, dear Lord, with your angels to protect them even their home. They want to come in to search, Lord, and to find them when they are worshiping in their home. So, Heavenly Father, we call upon you. We know you told us that these things is going to happen. So we ask you to give them strength. So now, dear Lord, we present this group meeting to you tonight. Advent Light, Ed, Night, Lord, we present it to you. And now we present the speaker. You know everything about her. Cover her under your blood. Allow the words that she presented today will come straight from you. Fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit. Bless us tonight, we pray. In Jesus' loving name, we pray. We lift up also Brother O'Neill to you, Father. Give him the strength he needs while he do his work. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you all for joining. The next voice you will hear is Sister Stephanie. Sister Stephanie, the line is yours.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We touch and agree with all of the prayers that have gone up, Lord. Lord, you're so good. You're so great. Lord, as we fellowship and tabernacle, Lord, at your feet today, learning more about what we can do to improve our bodies. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power. We thank you, Lord, for your plants and your fruits and all of the wonderful plant-based items that you have given us, Lord, to fortify our bodies. We pray that you will remove anything from me that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father, and allow, Lord, my lips, Lord, to be touched with coal so that the message that you have in store for us today will be one that will agitate our hearts and allow us, Lord, to surrender and to change, Lord, to change our eating ways. Some of us have our little secret things that we do. Some of us are craving sugar. Some of us are craving different things that we're not supposed to be consuming. And so we pray, Lord, that you will remove that taste from us, Lord. We ask you for forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And so I just want to thank you all so much for joining us today. There was something that I wanted to share. And it was some food, Sister Paula, as you were talking about, you know, things that we consume. I heard Sister Consinelli also was sharing about things that we put into our bodies. It was on the tip of my tongue. And now I don't know what it is. As Sister Paula has been talking about, you know, and praying, you know, many of us are having ailments. We don't really know, you know, where they came from. Yeah, we know sin, you know, but some of the conversation that I'm having with, you know, with my doctors, you know, my team of doctors, is the fact that what are you eating, right? That is one of the big things. What are you eating? And when I say this is what my diet is, people are looking at me like, what? You know, really? You know, I went, some of my cousins, they lost their grandmother the other day, and I went up there. I went up to New York, and I haven't seen some of them in a long time, and they were like, oh, my goodness, look at you. You look the same. All of them have, like, you know, big bellies in front of them, right? And they're not expecting a child. And so they were like, oh, look at you, da-da-da. And so my conversation, thanks to Brother O'Neill, that shared, you know, that what did he say? One out of three individuals are constipated, do not use the bathroom. On a regular basis, and really a lot of people are struggling with that. And so I was able to be, you know, to talk about, you know, the plant-based things that we consume, that I consume, and how it is. I see somebody. Sister Paul, can you just share for a minute? I hear somebody beeping. I think that might be Miss Ross. So can you just continue just to share that as I just run out to get this thing from her? Because she's going to blow and make noise.
Okay. All right. We just pause a little, my dear beloved, as she was talking some of the things that we can use, what she had been sharing with the family members. And we know that the Lord have given us 8 laws of health. He told us about new start in his word. He gave us nutrition, so we have to know what nutrition is all about. Also, he told us about exercise, what exercise is, and also water, to drink enough water. He gave us sunshine. He gave us temperance, a hear, rest, and trust in God. All these 8 laws are something very important for each one of us. So when we go out and we heard other people saying different things, you know, we are able to present to them the 8 laws of health. That is just simple, new start. You know, that is just simple to let them know that it's good for us to eat proper food, right? No junk food, right? He gave us he gave us the leaf of the tree, and also for meat, the plant, right? He gave us all these things for us to consume. And he also said to us, he wish above all things that we prosper. He want us to prosper. And when the Lord said, I wish above all things, I love to hear when my children settle in the truth. He loved to see when his children be obedient to him, especially the health message, because it is the right arm of the gospel. So God wants us to it. So we are so thankful on this line that we can come, each one of us can come and share these wonderful health tips. Even a while ago with Sister Consinelli, came on the line all the time. He, Sister Consonelli, have some wonderful, important, interesting health tip that she presented to us. She presented today, you know, body odor. And that is one that some people afraid to talk about. But it is real, you know. So all these things. And she also not just only talk about this body odor, but she gave us some simple health remedy that we can use. You are back yet? Simple health remedy. So we on this line is very thankful to know that God has been giving us so much promises and also command. And if we be obedient to all these, we will be the representative. We will be the light of the world to go out with everlasting gospel and also tie in with the health message to the world. So brothers, my dear beloved, let us continue to follow God's law and be obedient, you know, because we can be here on this line and saying it is good, but we are not doing what the Lord said. So we are so thankful to God that God has placed us here as brothers, as sisters to learn, you know, from each other. You know, we are not too big to learn, my dear beloved. I learned so much things from Advent Light, and I was sharing this, I think, yesterday with my dear sister Leola, and said, Sister Leola, we learned so much Advent Light. How many years now? We are going for 9 years. And I am telling you, my dear beloved, on this line, even those who are listening to us, we learn so much on this line. This line allow us to study the word more, allow us to dig deeply in both the Bible and spirit of prophecy, allow us more to go out and evangelize with others to let people know about the second coming of Christ and how we will be coming. So I am so thankful for my brothers and sisters. We met around, say, 2 years ago, I think we all met together. Sister Leola, Sister Consonelli was there, Sister Carla, Brother Rick, Brother Richard Snyder, and his wife, you know, we all met together, you know, and we all have a grand time, not just focusing ourselves just on seeing each other, but to share the word, and I am so thankful. And Brother O'Neill, we learned so much, my dear beloved, about health remedy and also presentation. You know, it was a joyful moment with our brothers and sisters. So I just thank God for this health night tonight, that we can go deep and dig deep, you know, into his word, that we can share. We will be getting some rejection from some people. We know that will happen, but let us continue to be faithful and continue to study this health message, because Amen. The Lord promised us that. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I heard you. I'm back. So let me tell you, God is so good. This is one of my my business partner. She just came by and dropped off to me my business card, 1,000 business cards. And so I just thank God, you know, for that. I thought she, you know, she bought them to me. They're really cute. They are cute. Goodness, they are cute. All right, amen. All right, so I just thank God for that. So that's who came and blow. I was like, and so I said, let me run out there, because, you know, in my neighborhood, they don't blow. So I was like, okay, let me run out there before they start coming out. And so what this is leading me to is actually the ministry of the home, right? And I'm going to read an object lesson, and I'm going to read a portion of hospitality, as well as I'm going to read life opportunities. Those are the three, I think. And you might have heard it before. You're going to hear it again. All right, 351. We're going to hear it again. All right. And so here we go. It says an object lesson. An object lesson, right? The mission of the home extends beyond its own members. This is quite fitting. You know why? Because many of us are preparing. You know, this is a time that many people spend time together. Is that correct, Sister Powell? Many people, you might not see people, you know, for a long time. Like, as I said before, some of my family members, I have not seen them in a long time. And I went up to New York, you know, to the funeral to support not the dead, but to support the living. And I was able to pass on some national Sunday laws up there as well, and to give them some, you know, the truth that, you know, she's in the ground. She's not in heaven. She's not in glory. And so I was able to present that, you know, to them. And so this is the time where many people like to be around family, right? And so this is a good time for us to extend our home to people who, or even, you know, I mean, I know the pandemic, you know, is still going on, and many people are still afraid to kind of let people come in their house, even though, you know, we know we serve a great God. We know we serve an awesome God. But this is a good time to show hospitality, to show kindness even a little bit more, you know, to others that are least among us, to others that are, that the society and the world call at the least among us, as well as individuals. And let me say this. Many individuals are having issues. Whether you are, you know, making, you know, whether you're making a lot of money or you're not, when you look at the gas prices, right, it's affecting everybody. When you look at the food prices, it is affecting everybody. So look at your neighbors. You know, check your family members out, check your church brothers and sisters out to be able to see, you know, what is it how is it you can help them? And you don't even have to ask how is it, you know, everybody's looking for something around this time. You can pack a nice little gift basket or something like that and help someone. And that would be, you know, that is really showing Christ's love through us. That is being hospitable. Amen and amen. So let me go back into Christ's object, the object lesson, and it says, the mission of the home extends beyond his own members. The Christian home is to be an object lesson, illustrating the excellence of the true principles of life. Such an illustration will be a power for good in the world. I'm going to read it again. The Christian home is to be an object lesson, illustrating the excellence of the true principles of life. Such an illustration will be a power for good in the world, far more powerful than any sermon that can be preached is the influence of a true home upon human hearts and lives. And I just had to stop right and interject. I remember, you know, growing up, you know, in the beautiful island of Jamaica, the land of wood and water. My home and my yard and my house, or our, I should say, was always filled with people from morning till night. And I look back, and it was the fact that when they came to our home, my mom and dad made them feel like they were a part of our home. They would get food. They would just, I mean, that's like, that was like a saying in Jamaica, like, you want to be fed, you go to this house. You're never going to come to the house and somebody's going to tell you, no, you can't get anything or no, food is not there. That is not that kind of party. They would talk about my dad. So my dad would, you know, he would come and before he gets home, he is giving them gifts of plum and mango and bun and patty and banana. He would always do that. So even when I migrated here, my friends would still go around my dad to get all of the treat. Everybody talk about the treat that my father would give to them, and so my mother as well. The same thing happened when we came here to New York and we went to Albany. People would come to the house and there would literally be a line to use the bathroom. So many people come into the house and it's just that love, that hospitality that they get, right? You make them feel so good where every weekend, is that right, Sister Paul? Like every weekend or every other weekend, we had a multitude of people in that house. And it is just such a blessing to know that, you know, your parents have a home that is inviting and people don't come and feel uncomfortable and they don't come and feel like I cannot find a respite in that home. This is what the object lesson is. When you think about Jesus, he used to come, he used to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, and where is he used to go? He used to go to Bethany. He found solemn and solace in the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Is that your home where people want to come to your home and they don't want to leave because they feel so welcome, so much of a part of your home? Or are you the person that, you know, want nobody come to your house, and when they do come, you start sweeping and you make them feel uncomfortable? Is that the type of home you have? I know that's not the type of home that I grew up in. I grew up in a home that was inviting. I grew up in a home that it doesn't matter if it's one banana that we have. It don't matter who come, that banana is going to be shared for everybody. And that it gives you a sense of unselfishness, right? Because you see your parents, you know, and that's where it says, that's the big Christ object lesson from this, is the fact that the home is supposed to be an extension. So when you train the children up in the home, when you show them how to be kind and hospitable and unselfish, they bring that too in the world. They bring that too to school. Right? Not everybody, you know, I didn't go to an Adventist school growing up in Jamaica. You know, we went to, most of the schools are owned, you know, by are connected to the different churches. So I think the church that was connected to my school was a Baptist church or Methodist church on the other side of the property. But when you go into the school, do they see Christ through you? Right? Is that the light that is being shed from your home? Is it ricocheting? Or is it being infused in your workplace, in the schools, in and around your neighborhood? Those are just some thoughts, right? It says the Christian home is to be an object lesson. I'm rereading, illustrating the excellence of the true principle of life. Such an illustration will be a power for good in the world. Far more powerful than any sermon that can be preached is the influence of a true home, upon human hearts and lives. As the youth go out from such a home, the lessons they have learned are imparted. Nobler principles of life are introduced into other households, and an uplifting influence works in the community. So when the children see that their parents are kind, they will be kind to others. When the children see that their parents are unselfish, they will be unselfish to others. When the children in your home sees that you share, sees that you don't use your mouth and back talk and talk about people, and you, when they see that, they too will emulate that. Isn't that something? They too will emulate that in the world. And there's a saying that says actions speak louder than words. There's a text that says if you want to be kind, you have to show yourself kind or something in that regard. Might be in Proverbs or something like that, right? If you want to, you know, if you want people to treat you kind, or you know, you got to show yourself kind. You know, you have to show yourself that you're a kind person, right? And so we continue. It says, nobler principles, I'm rereading, nobler principles of life are introduced into our household, and an uplifting influence works in the community. Hospitality. There are many others to whom we might make our homes a blessing. Our social entertainment should not be governed by the dictates of worldly custom, but by the Spirit of Christ and the teaching of His Word. The Israelites, in all their festivities, included the poor, the stranger, and the Levite, who was the assistant of the priest, in the sanctuary, a religious teacher and missionary. These were regarded as the guests of the people to share their hospitality on all occasions of social and religious rejoicing and to be tenderly cared for in sickness or in need. It is such as these whom we should make welcome to our homes. How much such a welcome might do to cheer and encourage the missionary nurse or the teacher, the care burden, hard-working mother, or the feeble and aged, so often without a home and struggling with poverty and many discouragement. When thou makest a dinner or a supper, Christ says, call not thy friend, nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen, nor thy rich neighbors, lest thee also be thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. Luke 14:12-14. These are guests whom it will lay upon you no great burden to receive. You will not need to provide for them elaborate or expensive entertainment. You will need to make no effort at display. The warmth of a genial welcome, a place at your fireside, a seat at your home table, the privilege of sharing the blessing of the hour of prayer would, to many of these, be like a glimpse of heaven. Our sympathies are to overflow the boundaries of self, an enclosure of family walls. There are precious opportunities for those who will make their homes a blessing to others. Social influence is a wonderful power. We can use it if we will as a means of helping those about us. Our homes should be a place of refuge for the tempted youth. Many there are who stand at the parting of the ways. Every influence, every impression is determining the choice that shapes their destiny both here and hereafter. Evil invites them. Its resorts are made bright and attractive. They have a welcome for every comer. All about us are youth who have no home, and many whose home have no helpful uplifting power, and the youth drift into evil. They are going down to ruin within the very shadow of our own doors. These youth need a hand stretched out to them in sympathy. Kind words, simple spoken, light little attentions, simple bestowed, will sweep away clouds of temptation which gather over the soul. The true expression of heaven-born sympathy has power to open the door of the hearts that need the fragrance of Christ-like words and the simple. I'm going to read that again. The true expression of heaven-born sympathy has power to open the door of hearts that need the fragrance of Christ-like words and the simple, delicate touch of the Spirit of Christ love. If we would show an interest in the youth, invite them to our homes, and surround them with cheering, helpful influences, there are many who would gladly turn their steps into the upward path. I know this is one of the things that is very dear to Brother Eli's heart, right? And however, you know, these are things that we are to do. It says if we would what? Show an interest in the youth, invite them to our home, and surround them with cheering, helpful influences, there are many who would gladly turn their steps into the upward path. Life opportunities. Our time here is short. Each time I read this, it brings out something new, right? Because it really shows that our time is getting even shorter. We're already in December. December is almost over, and it just started. The year is almost over, and it just started. It says, our time here is short. We can pass through this world but once. As we pass along, let us make the most of life. The work to which we are called does not require wealth or social position or great ability. It requires a kindly, self-sacrificing spirit and a steadfast purpose. A lamp, however small, if kept steadily burning, many be the means of lighting many other lamps. Our sphere of influence may seem narrow, our ability small, our opportunities few, our acquirements, let me read that again. A lamp, however small, if kept steadily burning, may be the means of lighting many other lamps. Our sphere of influence may seem narrow, our ability small, our opportunities few, our acquirements limited, yet wonderful possibilities are ours through a faithful use of the opportunities of our own homes. If we will open our hearts and homes to the divine principles of life, we shall become channels for currents of, I'm sorry, if we will open our hearts and homes to divine principles of life, we shall become channels for currents of life-giving power. From our homes will flow streams of healing, bringing life and beauty and fruitfulness where now are barrenness and earth and dearth. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 71, verse 3. Sister Powell, do you want me to stop here so then you are able to, ask for query commentary? I'm not sure if Brother O'Neill is on the line. I can do that, or if you want me to read one more portion, I can certainly do that as well.
Yes, if Brother O'Neill is on the line, you can open it to come in for us. Thank you.
All right, absolutely, absolutely. Let me scour it. All right, and so I think we're going to end with that. Brother O'Neill, if you're on the line, if you did not get an opportunity to raise your hand and to speak, you can certainly do that. If you have any feedback, any takeaway, any commentary or any queries, you can certainly do that as well. While you're thinking about your thoughts, I really do want to say something as I just read it. The Holy Spirit gave it to me. My girlfriend that just came and dropped off, you know, my business partner that just came and dropped off the card, and, the other partners, the cards are on their way. I just want to share that. She just shared something so bizarre. But nothing is bizarre to me anymore, right? She said that she's listening to, there's a pastor I'm going to say that, not an Adventist pastor, a First Day pastor. And one of the things that he stated was that, marijuana is legalized. And so the way how he wants to bring in the young people is to bring them in by giving them the opportunity to come and invest to do like a medicinal dispensary for marijuana. This is the church person, right? That a pastor that is saying that. How bizarre is this? How bizarre is this, right? And just think about that for a minute. We just read what is going to bring the youth into the church. When we show ourselves to be kind, when we show Christ through us, when we are encouraging, when we're cheerful, that will share Christ through us to them and brought them in. It says it will attract them like current. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And as Sister Carla, I've often, like when she does that, and it's looking in front of me, today's Health Thursday, Sister Powell, the eight doctors that makes out call, I'm not sure if we did that, New Start, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate, ear, rest, trusting God. And she wrote this, you know, this is coming from the Spirit of Prophecy. It says, Christ's heart is cheered by the sight of those who are poor. Bless God. I didn't even see it, but isn't that what we just talked about? Cheered by his view of the ill-used ones who are meek. Cheered by the seemingly unsatisfied, hungering after righteousness. By the inability of many to begin. He welcomes, as it were, the very condition of things that would discourage many ministers. He counts our erring piety, giving the burden of the work for the poor and needy in the rough places of the earth. Isn't that what we're talking about? Who are we supposed to open our house to? Who are we supposed to be going to? Bless God. To men and women who have hearts that can feel for the ignorant and for those that are out of the way. The Lord teaches his workers how to meet those whom he wishes them to help. They will be encouraged as they see doors opening from them to enter places where they can do medical missionary work. Having little self-confidence, they give God all the glory. Their hands may be rough and unskilled, but their hearts are susceptible to pity. They are filled with an earnest desire to do something to relieve the woe so abundant. And Christ is present to help them. He works through those who discern mercy in misery, gain in the loss of all things. When the light of the world passes by, privileges appear in all hardship, order in confusion, the success and the wisdom of God in that which has seemed to be a failure. My brethren and sisters, in your ministry, come close to the people. Uplift those who are cast down. Treat of calamities as disguised blessings, of woes as mercies. Work in a way that will cause hope to spring up in the place of despair. How beautiful is that? I thank Sister Carla for bringing that, you know, to her attention. And it mirrors. That's the Holy Spirit working. I didn't know. I didn't see it. But the Holy Spirit led me to the same very thing. What is it we are called to do? How is it we're to show Christ through us to others. Amen.
Amen. Continue, man.
Oh, I'm done. And so if anybody
wants.
I know. It's very captivating. Isn't it captivating? You just want to say, tell me more.
Yes, brothers and sisters, we are so happy and blessed today to listen to this health message. You know, as the Lord instructed us the way in which we should go, this is the time, Lord, at this festive season, my dear beloved, to show some love and some kindness to those who are oppressed out there. To talk about the poor, we just heard the reading, right? And if we
are able to help, my dear beloved, you know, not looking to help the rich, because that is sometimes what we do. And the poor and outcast is out there, we don't pay them no mind. But the Lord
and Sister Powell, just for the reference, just in case someone wants to write that down, that's from Council on Health, page 20, let me go back, page 26, paragraph 3.
Council on Health, page?
Yes, 26, paragraph 3. Yes, ma'am.
Paragraph 3, yeah.
Amen.
Very
amen.
Important,
so,
yes.
Amen, amen. So if you're on the line and you want to share something, you want to give a feedback, a commentary, a takeaway, or a query, you know, you can certainly do that. You know, if you want to, you know, if you're on the line and you want to give a current, Brother O'Neill, I was looking for him. I did not see him. Just do star 1. I'm not star one. Just do one, right? Just do one.
Yes,
if you want to take your take yourself off, you know, you just do star 6, so that will lower your hand. And then
no,
if you need,
you don't do star 6. You just press take yourself off and press 1.
All right. Amen. 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 So you want me to go into prayer, Sister Powell?
Yes.
Or you want to close? You could close the prayer.
Well, yes, brothers and sisters, we want to thank Sister Stephanie for this presentation and thank every one of us who joined tonight to share. And those who do not, let us remember them in prayer. Please, we are asking you to continue to pray for Brother Rick and Brother John, right? And also to lift up our youth in prayer and pray that we all, right, will follow the command that God gave us, especially in this wonderful, wonderful time where everyone is expecting, you know, a grand time with the world. But we are here to show our light to those out there who do not have. So let us go in prayer and thank you again for praying. For joining us. Let's pray. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, our Lord. What a wonderful Savior to we. What a wonderful friend. What a wonderful brother. What a wonderful keeper. What a wonderful provider. What a wonderful instructor. Lord, we just want to thank you for you who you are, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thank you that your brothers and your and our sisters, sons and daughters can meet in this form every Thursday night to hear about your command and how we should live in this world with each other. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your instruction and help us, Lord, that we will be obedient to your will. Help us to follow your command. And as we present, as you present your words to us, help us that we will not keep it to ourselves, but we will go out and share it with the world. We ask you to pour your blessings again upon each one of us. You know our need, Lord. Some of us are suffering with all different illness and diseases, Lord. But because we know you are the great physician, again, we present them to you. Those who we did not hear this evening or meet together this evening, Sister Leola, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, Lord, and the Richard family, Lord, we ask you to keep them, guide, protect them, and they're traveling, and I know, dear Lord, that they're doing your will, so we ask you for your protection. Bless Sister Stephanie as she brings a message this evening. I do know, dear Lord, that each one of us, Lord, have got a new revelation, and we just want to thank you for your words of love, your words that fill our heart, your words that help us how we should live in this world. Bless us tonight and keep and guide and protect us that we may rise tomorrow, give you the praise and have that zeal to know that it's preparation day, that we will follow your precepts and we will finish what we have to do to worship you. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved.
Amen.
Have a good night, and there we will close with a song. Sister Stephanie, thank you for your co-host. And you know what? I am so grateful to know that we are all together. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless.
Just a song. You can just put on a song to close and get there.
It's a little low. A little low, right?
Yes, redeem low. Lead me to Calvary. This is a king of my life.
Hold on. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me. No. Hold on.
King of my life, I call him my altar. Or you can just close if it's not.
Oh, you, Annie, you were doing a fabulous job. You could finish. You could sing it. I'm trying to find a song, but you were doing a fabulous job. So go ahead.
I don't remember all the verse out of me in my head. King of my life, I crown thee now. Heart shall thy glory be, lest I forget Bethany.
Calvary. Amen and amen. And tomorrow you have Friday, the Sabbath, so we want you to come and join. And then Sister Carla hosts that night. And then Sunday you have Sister Leola with Brother Akeem. I think they're doing the entrepreneur. I think that's the study. I'm not sure. But I think that's the study on Sabbath evening. We do Chat and Chew, where we're coming up to the end of the story of redemption. God is so good. I pray that God will shine his face down on you, everyone. So we could do this one. Is a short one. I'd rather have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything that this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than man's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than that this world affords today.